This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We're efforting to get Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick on the program. He's probably shotgunning a dozen eggs right now.
He's not. I can't believe he's not in this building.
That's a good point.
He's been sleeping here. He's always so... Yeah. Ready and prepared for BBT and these hits. Sure he's not in a closet here somewhere?
Yeah, somebody want to search the building for Bordy, because usually he is here.
I miss Bordy and the Bone.
Bordy and the Bone was much listened to radio.
Okay.
The people love Bordy and the Bone.
I'll take your word for it.
I do.
Burgers are actually good.
Yeah,
burgers.
They are. They're excellent. By the way, if you... went to bed early, you missed a classic.
You could have gone to bed really late and still missed the end of the classic.
Game ended around 3 a.m. because I was up.
Yeah, I made it until around 2.
I fell asleep, as I told you, Jason. I fell asleep around the 14th, but woke back up in the 15th and then finished it off. Dodgers beating the Blue Jays 6-5 in 18 innings. Some guy named Will Klein threw 4 innings of shutout baseball for the Dodgers. He wasn't even on the playoff roster in the previous rounds. And he shut down the Blue Jays, walking 2, striking out 5, just one hit. And Shohei Ohtani got on base 9 times.
So. I mean, unbelievable. There's so much there. I mean, the out at home on a ridiculous throw from Teoscar Hernandez, of all people.
The defense in that game.
The out at third.
I mean, what a tag. I mean, the tag that we're talking about, I don't want to bet this morning. The tag that IKF held on Ohtani's dong to get him stolen at second, or that game might have been over.
How about the throw from Vlad to third base?
Yes. How about Kershaw coming in with the bases loaded, getting out of it, and then being happy as hell that he didn't have to go out there again? Like, you want to talk about dodging bullets? Yeah. Dude, how about Sasaki rolling the ground ball to first base? Yeah. He almost had a conquering moment. I mean, that game was bonkers.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But Ken brings up, you think of the Dodgers and $300 million payroll, and Will freaking Klein, a guy that's been DFA'd 3 times this year.
He said he was home earlier.
Four innings.
Well, dude, how about Emmett Sheehan was huge for
them. Yeah.
I mean, he spent most of the year in the minors coming back from Tommy John, and they weren't sure he was going to be on the roster. And Klein might not be there if whatever's going on with... Vespa.
Yeah, it looks like they might have lost a kid.
I mean, that game, the longer it went, you knew it was going to be a home run, right? I mean, I thought it was going to be, when I fell asleep in the bottom of the 16th, I thought I'd wake up in the morning and Freeman Freddie or Will Smith had ended it.
Really talks about it, but Lauer for the Blue Jays was
great.
He was great.
Gets overlooked because they lose the game.
Yeah.
But to Jason's point about the home run, it was like 4 swings that I was positive we're going to finish it, and they get caught, and then it gets caught, and it gets caught.
Will Smith was one of them.
Yeah. Oh, that was I was standing up screaming at the casino. One of 2 people watching the game in there at that point.
Him and the cleaning staff.
Yes,
at Merrill
me
Live.
And my friend and the cleaning
staff. How about Will Smith catching 18 innings?
Yeah,
and then taking one off his arm, and he was getting beat up, and that's what we're talking about, and he still comes up and does what he did. But no, I sat down for Freddie's when he hit that ball in the air. I sat down. I'm like, oh, it's going to be another fly out.
I kept
watching
going.
Var show like spin. And once
Ben was at the casino, yeah. Ben is hardcore.
He's a pro.
There was nobody else in there at that point. It was the lady who lives.
Were there
in
any
there,
tables open?
It's a Monday tradition.
Yes. Oh, there were people around there, but for the
sports. It's Tuesday morning though, Bone. I mean, he gets out at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Dude,
I mean,
you think Ben is leaving a World Series hardcore. Game before it's done?
I have questions. So, is there any restaurant open in that casino at that hour? Like, could you get?
I don't
noodles
know if Luck Foo's in there. I don't know if it was open, but listen, I was.
He's not there to eat.
No, but like if you're hungry at 3 a.m. and you're in the casino, can you eat?
Watch baseball.
Yeah. I'm wondering. There's like a deli. There's a deli in the back, but they overcharge people. They should be giving us stuff.
They should name a sandwich after you.
And then they shut down all the kiosks. You can't even live bet anything. Oh, it was.
What's that all about? How are they doing that?
The Monday Night Reset. They always have. I mean, don't.
Monday Night Reset's a World Series of Equinox.
Yeah. I already got my Dodgers ticket in live, though, so I was sitting there waiting for
you. You should have an endorsement with these people.
Yeah,
I fully agree. They treat me terribly.
I'll tell you straight up. You're loyal.
Well, that's not.
That's not how you get the endorsement.
Don't take it from me. I don't get any around here.
I don't have any right now.
You say the opposite.
But I don't think that's the way to approach it.
Yeah, tell them how great they are.
Yeah. Treat me a little bit better.
You have to earn Ben's respect.
You gotta earn Ben's.
Come on.
You gotta earn the right to pay Ben to do something he's already doing.
But Ben, that Wendy's top tier.
That was awesome. Yeah, we're gonna be at Wendy's on Saturday. Come to Wendy's, you can win free money.
They
on,
treat dude. Him good. Get a Baconator with Ben.
Get a Dave single.
You get a lot of, you can get a lot of doubles over
get a Baconator with Ben. Hey, was your buddy the basketball player at the book
no,
last?
No, don't think he's interested in that.
I'm but there was you, NBA
when
on.
When it got to the, it got there were a few Dodgers people in there. It got to like the 16th inning. I turned around. I was like, oh my gosh! I'm looking at front like, dude, we're the only people. And then there's a lady sleeping. I think she lives there. But
oh, nice.
It was up there.
Good accommodations. Does she get to sit in one of those chairs that's reserved?
She
at that
would
point?
Endorse no, the
we
casino.
We can we bring her on one of that?
Yeah.
Would they let us do a wanna bet from there?
She's actually a basketball ref. She's a basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
And she lives at the casino.
Well, I just every she's time I'm in there, she's in there. She's sleeping. I mean,
does no, she like partake? It. Does she have tickets? Like, does she bet?
She doesn't think she gambles.
No. Okay. All right. I hope she's okay.
Yeah,
What do we think in hindsight? Getting back to the game for a second.
Do we have to?
I like to.
I want to learn more about the casino.
I like to get my shots in on Schneider.
Yeah.
Like, what if you had told him that you're. Like Alejandro Kirk's been their MVP as far as I'm concerned.
Hit the big home run last night.
What if you told him you're going to pull Kirk out of this game? You're not going to score another run, and we're going to play six more innings.
Yeah, what's that Heinemann?
Who's and how much faster? I mean, he's stolen what?
But that already happened.
No, I know. But
and he still took Kirk out of the game.
Yeah, I was shocked when he pulled him.
Yeah. But like, look at that lineup in innings 15 through 18. It looked horrible.
Well, he also lost Springer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what I'm saying. And Bichette got
pulled. But Springer's already out of the game, and Bichette's out of the game. Yeah. How are you pulling Kirk?
Trying to win it right there, Jason.
With a guy who's like not a plus-plus guy.
Yeah.
This isn't like when Dave Roberts came in to win a World Series for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
It's just a guy who's marginally athletic, which is more than Kirk. I get it, but come on.
Technically,
you call him
it was
a gym teacher.
And technically, just for the sake of accuracy, Dave Roberts won an ALCS. That was stealing the base against the Yankees.
That was a gym teacher move. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, but guy's in a World Series.
It was controversial.
He's
controlling the run game.
That was a bozo move.
He's getting all the clutch hits.
How much faster and how many times did Heinemann come up with guys on base two more times. I was
no. This
base.
Isn't the Simpson guy from Tampa who's an automatic steal. Like this is just a dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not I'm a fat you. Catcher. That's it. I mean, that was the bar he cleared. He's not a fat catcher.
I was texting with someone and I'm like, why are they? What are they doing? Like, I know he can't. And then they try to lay down a bunt. They can't lay down a bunt.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Bordy is so emotionally spent from watching the game that he's just wiped out.
I'm shocked. Bordy's usually good to go.
I texted him. At 1:10.
I mean, today is Tuesday.
Like,
Tuesday
at
3 is Bordy.
Yeah.
I didn't screw that up.
I'm sure
Tuesday's with Bordy.
I'm sure Bordy will join us.
You think
at
he
some
fell asleep?
Today.
It was
I
up
think he owes
three.
Us two segments now.
I think he does.
Two?
One segment on what the hell?
Hey,
what the hell are you doing at
pull
3?
Pull a Sims.
Come in right now.
He's going to pull a Sims. Get double segment.
And no milkshake.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
no.
only for Jacob Callum.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well,
AKA SK.
Yeah, well. Hopefully we will hear from Bordy. Apologies,
we'll
as I was
point.
Looking forward to hearing what Bordy had to say. I'm going to text him during the break. But coming up next, it's T-Bone time. It's TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, thinking last night, watching the World Series, I've never been to a championship game in any sport, I guess. ALCS. I was at the ALCS 2014. But World Series, a Super Bowl, things like that. Now, the question I'm posing, if you could go to any championship game, any sporting event, it could be Olympics, it could be boxing, it could be UFC, Super Bowl, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, whatever. But the caveat being, it's not your favorite team in it, because I'm sure the vast majority of people in Baltimore would say, yeah, I would like to go to an Orioles World Series game because it hasn't happened in 42 years. So if you can go to any championship game, but the caveat being your favorite team is not in it, what championship game would you want to go see? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Before we get to Bone, a couple of notes. Mike Bordick is going to join us at 3:30, and Lamar Jackson is speaking to the media right now. He said a bunch of things, including, I just started to feel good. I'm ready to go. Can't wait to touch the green with my guys. So Lamar Jackson will be back on Thursday.
1,000%?
Are you at 1,000 now? Yeah. Are you at 1,000?
Yeah.
998.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still a chance he cramps up on the plane, I guess. But Bone, the floor is yours.
True. Yeah, yeah, that is true. World Series going on, game 4 tonight. You can hear it on 105.7 The Fan. Coverage gets underway at 7. But I was thinking, self, man, it would be awesome to attend a World Series game at Camden Yards.
Yes.
It would. It has never happened since the ballpark has been open since 1992. It's been 42 years since the Orioles have been in a World Series.
I was there.
Asking the question, 410-583-1057. Let's just say the ticket fairy blesses you and it shows up and it says, hey, you can go to any championship game, event. It could be the Olympics, could be the World Cup, it could be the Super Bowl, World Series, whatever. But the caveat being your favorite team's not playing in it. So you're just going for funsies. 410-583-1057. Jason, you covered, probably all of those sports, but you think of the Super Bowl, but I want to go to a championship where it's held in a home stadium. That's going to be my thing, where the Super Bowl just seems so corporate and seems, it would be cool to go to, but in this exercise, that's out. I'm not a hockey guy, so Stanley Cup, that's out for me. So I'm kind of between NBA and MLB, but I'm leaning baseball. I just think playoff baseball is awesome.
Yes.
And the games that I've attended at Camden Yards, just the energy around it is awesome. You're living and dying on every single pitch. And of course, I would love to see an Orioles World Series in my lifetime because that predates me by quite some time.
It's your fault, bud.
But I think it would be going to a World Series game for me.
I haven't. So I was at game two of the 83 World Series with my dad. I went to every home game of the 79 World Series. They lost in seven. I've been to four Super Bowls, including the Ravens. The last one I went to was when the Ravens beat the Giants in 01.
Where were the other three?
I was at Bills, Giants, where Norwood missed the field goal. Yeah. I sat four rows in front of Andre Dawson. I was at Broncos, Falcons, and I was at Titans, Rams.
Oh, the 1 yard line?
In Atlanta. That's so those are the four I've been to. I've been to a Stanley Cup final game two, Caps Red Wings, where they got swept by the Red Wings with Federer, all those guys, Jason. That
I was covering
really,
the Red Wings.
Yeah, that I was at game two.
I was there.
Yeah, yeah. That was Ole the goalie again with my dad. I've never been to an NBA finals. I would pony up if the Sixers got there. I've been to NBA playoff games. But yeah, that's probably the one. Or a college football national championship game would be cool too. I've not done that.
But if in the exercise, what would it be? You get one, not a favorite team in it. What would it be?
Probably college football national championship game because I haven't experienced it. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
First off, what have you covered?
Yeah, I've covered like a lot of Super Bowls.
World Cup.
Covered Olympics. Gold medal games of ice hockey in the Olympics. Been to one World Series in 83 as a fan, covered a lot of baseball playoff games, but no other World Series games. NBA Finals Game 7 would be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
I think for me, it would probably be Champions League. The thing I don't like about Champions League is it's not... It could be a host team, but it's usually not. It's like a Super Bowl. It's, you know, the host nation's already set, and you see who, you know, well ahead of time, and you see who gets there. But it, yeah, like a Champions League final. I've never been to the Final Four. Covered a lot of earlier stages of the basketball. I've never been to like a big crazy SEC game.
I had
like
this,
an
on
campus SEC game. Like,
awesome.
You know what I mean? Georgia hosting Alabama and go down with my family down there and see one would be pretty cool.
See, I was lucky enough last year. I was at Oklahoma, Alabama, and Oklahoma upset Alabama, and I stormed the field with Margie's Cousins.
Rocco's going down. I think it might be. I don't know if it's Tennessee. He's going to a Georgia game.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
That's awesome.
SEC's a different world. Yeah. It's crazy.
And they're playing somebody good. It's not a crap game. I can't remember who it is. But yeah, that's that.
So what would be the one you choose? You said Champions League.
Okay. But I have to get on a plane. Yeah. So I don't know how that would work.
Well, the ticket fairy will
give you some Ambien.
Teleport you there.
We'll give you some Ambien, Jason.
In this exercise, the ticket fairy
just knock him out.
If I knew long enough ahead of time, I could take up the boat. What is it? The QE3 or whatever? Yeah. QE2?
You take a boat.
New York to London. It takes like 2 weeks. I'm down for it.
Back in the Titanic days.
Ben?
I was able to go to the Final Four in 2013.
That's a good one, too.
Louisville. That's cool. By the way, we're still looking for a refund. They took it away from Louisville because they had the strippers and all that. We deserve a refund since you're going to take the national championship away. You know, we didn't see a true national championship, I guess. But no. College football national championship, if it was a tight game. Like, this is all depending if it's a tight game.
Sure.
There's been a lot of blowouts. Game 7 of a World Series would be cool. Like, 2016, the Cubs.
Oh, Cubs, Guardians, Indians.
That would have been, like, incredible to be at. But either that or college football national championship.
Okay. 410-583-1057. Let's grab a couple calls. Rob is in Overly. Rob, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, dude.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have some family ties to the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, of course. So mine would be the Super Bowl, and I feel that the Super Bowl is probably on most people's bucket list. You know, the ordinary people like myself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob. How many Super Bowls have you covered?
I covered quite a few. I don't know the exact number. Maybe 15.
Over 10.
Yeah, probably 15 or something like that.
Aiden is in Joppa. Aiden, you're on the Fan.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Hey there. Hey.
I'm a big soccer guy, so I think I would want to go to the World Cup final next year.
That's a cool one. No, absolutely.
Definitely would be cool.
World Cup finals, pretty awesome.
And one more. Dave. Dave, you're on the fan.
Yeah, so for me, it would have to be Sunday at the Masters.
Okay,
or
yeah.
Or Sunday at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Masters would be cool. Yeah,
Masters would be cool.
Coming up next, you know what's cool? When Bordy joins us. And unfortunately, yeah, there were circumstances a few moments ago. He couldn't be with us, but don't you worry. Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT coverage, Mike Bordick joins us next here on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fan. Orioles have a new manager. His name is Craig Albernez. And let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. We're better late than never. Our friend, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew, Mike Bordick.
Yeah, you leave Bordy alone.
I'll take Bordick.
What's up, guys? Sorry about that confusion there.
That's okay, Bordy. So, do you know anything about Craig Albernez? What do you think of the hire?
Well, I think a little bit surprising. Although I guess in the industry considered. Pretty good, although never, played obviously in the big leagues and never managed in the big leagues, but has been around some, pretty good baseball people. So I think this is kind of just what Mike Elias was after, really a more controllable type manager. Yes. That would kind of follow, I think, what their analytic prescription is. So we'll see how all that goes.
Well, Mike obviously wanted an inexperienced guy, but would you have preferred a manager with some experience in the bigs?
Well, I think I just felt like Manzolino was going to be the guy all along. I think just, coming up with this group, knowing the guys, understanding the system a little bit. If it wasn't going to be a guy like Ryan Flaherty, just to kind of keep that kind of continuity. So a little bit surprised that they went outside the adjustment period. I guess we're going to see how that all kind of goes. And really now we got to find out what his philosophy is going to be, or I guess more telling truly what Mike Elias's philosophy is going to be on the baseball side of things.
I'm guessing at this point, Bordy, you would be sort of expecting if you were a member of Manzolino's staff, you're probably, calling your buddies and having your agent look around and seeing what else is out there?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there have been multiple cases now where teams will hire a manager and they won't give them that kind of, you know, leeway to go pick their own guys that they're familiar with. And that even makes things a little bit more controllable. But I think, you know, for all these guys now that have experienced, gone through the Brandon Hyde and experienced winning and with Manziolino, yeah, why not? I mean, I think some of these guys should have been granted an interview personally. You know, and I'm a little bit surprised that, like, Sanders didn't get an interview. The first base coach, I think he's an awesome baseball guy with big league experience and has been in the big leagues now a number of years. I wish he'd put himself out there. I don't even know if he did. But, yeah, I think they should all kind of, yeah, look around a little bit, because, yeah, nobody's safe. Because, indeed, if that guy does have, you know, people that he'd feel more comfortable with, he would definitely suggest that. But it just seems like nowadays it doesn't come with the hiring, that it's guaranteed that a guy can bring his own people in.
We're talking with Mike Bordy. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Bordy, did you stay up and watch the World Series last night?
No, but I watched the replay in its entirety, and my gosh. Wow. Well, first of all, when I woke up and I saw the stats, I was like, wait a second, they're combining, like, you know, the first three games. And I realized that it was an 18-inning game, and what Shohei Ohtani did was incredible. Some of the plays I thought were just amazing. And just, you know, when I was watching it at like 5 o'clock this morning, I was on the edge of my dang seat, and I already knew what happened. Right. And just the intensity and, you know, the focus these guys had, it was pretty impressive, man. And then, you know, the big boys come up, of course, were, you know, the Dodgers, and coming through in those clutch situations. It's been pretty fun, man, because I think both teams have really been putting a great, you know, effort forward, and we're seeing some pretty fun baseball.
Oh, Bordy, I'm sure you could really appreciate just the unbelievable defensive plays. There were six base runners that ran into outs, and it's not like they were egregious decisions to try to get another bag. It was just great defense.
Yeah. Yeah, there have been a couple, you know, head scratchers with base running decisions. But, yeah, the defense has really been – I mean, I like to see those kind of throws, you know, the, like, I don't know. But Guerrero Jr. over there at first base, it's just been so impressive to me how athletic that guy moves around. And I know he's always kind of had that athleticism, and they thought it would shine even more over at first base, because, remember, he came up as a third baseman. So he had that kind of gift. But yeah, he's letting it shine. He made a nice throw. There have been really good picks as well on the tags. Yeah, so super fun, man. And the pitching and defense coming together. But, you know, all year long we talked about, God dang, how come a guy can't get a hit with runners in scoring position? And both teams were just struggling to execute. Isn't it funny? And I bet if you look, the amount of fly ball outs in those extra innings, because everybody wants to
win it with
a home
run.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you get out of yourself a little bit, but there were some opportunities for both teams.
So, Bordy, let's go back in a time machine. Let's say it's towards the end of your playing career, and I'm in the locker room and I'm covering the team, and we're just shooting the bull, and I say, hey, Bordy, 30 years from now or 20 years from now, they're going to be playing a World Series, and there's going to be a dude from Japan who's going to hit two home runs and two doubles in the same game. They're going to put him on base five other times, and then 18 hours later, he's going to start that game and lead off for that team, and they still will be afraid to pitch to him. What the hell would you have said?
Oh, my gosh. I know. Isn't this – this is so much fun for me and for all baseball fans to see that special unicorn, because – you know, there have been times where we think, wow, this guy is really a good player, and that guy is really good. Oh, they're just the everyday Hall of Famer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then a guy like Shohei comes along that is just so exceptional at every aspect of the game and literally head and shoulders above the superstars of the game. And I think everybody's kind of in awe, really, of what he can do, how he handles himself. You know what I enjoyed this last night. I told my brother this morning. I said, Shohei Ohtani last night, when he hit his second home run to tie the game, he looked like a combination of all the great sluggers, the way he ran around the bases in a unique, almost Reggie Jackson kind of. You guys are all here to see me do this game of baseball, man. Wow, that was exciting.
Bordy, one of the good things about the epic game last night is we forget some things that happened early, including, I don't think I've ever seen this happen before, especially in a game of this magnitude, confusion on whether a pitch was a ball or a strike, and everyone was so confused that I think it was Bo Bichette got picked off first base because the hitter thought he walked, and then he's hung out to dry. Now, next year, you'll just appeal that because it was a ball, and he'll still be on base, and the Blue Jays might have the bases loaded, nobody out if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, very true. Very true, and who knows what kind of inning that might have ended up becoming. Listen, my only knock on that play is Bichette turned his back to the ball. Now, when the ball went by, okay, and it's a confusion of whether or not it's a strike or a ball, so the hitter was confused. But as a base runner, you can never turn your back to the play. You always have to keep your head on the baseball, know exactly what is going on until there's an absolute green light. So that was my only knock on Bichette. It's like he thought, oh, okay, ball four. And he turned away, like almost to look. He like did a 360 away from the field to look at his base coach. And I thought, why is he turning away? And that's when they ended up just throwing behind him. So it's almost like when the ball is out there as a base runner, you just can never take your eye off the baseball. You've always got to understand the importance of where you are out there and the importance of the outs, especially in the big games. Listen, I think everybody makes bonehead plays, but in those situations, I am not going to go down to second base unless I'm absolutely sure that what I saw was real.
Bordy, George Springer had to leave last night's game with the right side discomfort in the middle of the at-bat. I can't imagine he's going to be back today. And just how big of a loss is that going to be for Toronto?
Yeah, you know, he seems to be that heart and soul guy. I know they got a lot of great young players, but just when you get the veteran dude that just comes up big for this team, I think they all, especially the young guys, are just so drawn to him. The magnitude of some of the home runs he's hit in his career, in the postseason, in the World Series, you know, is legendary now. I mean, George Springer is a postseason megastar. And, yeah, the Blue Jays are going to miss him incredibly. You know, I think this team, though, they're kind of showing you what they're made of, man. Every dude is just throwing it out there and just battling their butts off. I sat last night or this morning when I was watching, I said, all right, this guy's probably just going to fist one and fight it off and go the other way, try to shoot it through the hole. When the Blue Jays get a base runner on first base, it almost looks like they're intentionally trying to shoot that hole over there that's opened up, and they're having success. They're putting the ball in play and putting a lot of pressure on this juggernaut of a team, the Dodgers.
Bordy, always great, my friend. Thank you so much for your time.
Enjoy the game tonight. Are you going to watch it tonight, or are you going to wait till tomorrow morning?
I may wait till the morning again, but I'm definitely going to watch Shohei start this game, man. I mean, it's just too much, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Check this out. I know you got 10 more seconds.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Shohei Ohtani is going to be responsible for the rule that you cannot intentionally walk a player more than once in a ball game because that is unfair to everybody that wants to see this guy play, to put him on base like that and take all that excitement away from us.
Oh, Bordy, anything going on with the pod?
Oh, dude, our podcast is rolling right now. We have Billy Bean, a two-part special, and he's going to be coming on again tomorrow for part two. So great interview. Just really incredible insight and kind of enlightened me too. To the analytics a little bit. So it's a fun interview. Check it out. Be More Sports Pod. Thanks so much for asking.
Bordy, you're the best. Thanks as always.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up next, League at Large and Monday Night Football. It was a fun game for a half, but the Chiefs took control, and we'll start to look ahead towards the Dolphins on Thursday. We'll hear from Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniels. League at Large next here on The Fan.
Second and six. Mahomes end zone, caught by Kelce. Touchdown!
Thought our guys played again. A great second half. First half, we lacked a little bit, but second half we came around and both sides of the ball and special teams and did a nice job there. So a lot of individual accolades that can go out to, you know, to the guys. The main thing is we played as a team the second half. First half, just a little shaky, but took care of business there.
So that's Andy Reid after the game. You heard the call courtesy of ESPN. This game was tied at 7 at the half.
And it was over 7 minutes into the second half. Like, it was, you just knew.
The
Washington could not move the ball on them, and they're going to move the ball at will.
Well, the Chiefs were just so flat in the first half.
Yes.
The sloppy turnovers, the interceptions going off receivers' hands. Two Patrick Mahomes interceptions in the first half.
Like, first two possessions of the game. He'd never done it before in his career.
By the way, that's the second time this year Kelsey's had a ball bounce off his hands and then gone for a pick.
Come in a little hot, but...
Yeah.
I mean, look, the Chiefs are now back in that master class where all they need is to pick any 12 to 15 minutes of that game. It doesn't have to be in the same quarter. Like, if there's any 3 to 4 possession stretch of a game, they can just put you away. And that's what they did to start the second half here. I mean, they lose Pacheco. That looked pretty bad, but they don't really have to run the ball. Rice is still not exploding deep downfield, but he caught all 9 of his targets. Yeah.
Just missed a second touchdown, too.
Their red zone woes seem to be not so woeful now that they've got some of these other toys sprinkled in. Valdes-Scantling looks... Juju. Why do I want to keep calling Juju Smith-Schuster, Mark? I guess because three names.
And well, Juju's back really with too. His buddy.
Well, now they say he's not going to sign until next week, but yes, he's going to sign in Pittsburgh.
Juju continues to make some plays for them. The offense, they're playing without a couple offensive
linemen. Simmons has not played, and who knows where he is.
I don't know what's going on there. The defense was not good in the first half. They still only gave up 7 points, and then they shut them down in the second half. They just seem kind of inevitable. Like, put them down for at least 28 points again. I think they're going to smash Buffalo this week.
Well, Buffalo's a little light in the rear. And I don't know that they're going to be able to handle what the Chiefs are doing. Like, this is not last year's Chiefs offense. This offense is back at an elite level. Mahomes threw for 299 last night. He probably could have thrown for more.
Easy.
They've scored 28 or more points in five straight games. The Ravens woke them up.
They've scored 28 or more in 4 straight at home and 5 straight overall. Yeah. I think they're pretty formidable. I think they'll probably do something of at least some significance before the deadline. I can't put the Colts ahead of them, you know? Like, I mean, the Colts, look, have shown incredibly well, but if you made me do stupid Prisco power rankings right now, I'd have the Chiefs won.
Didn't we do this last week? I think we
did it going into the bye, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we had the Chiefs. I think we talked about this. We both had the Chiefs too, because of record. I think we gave the Colts the benefit of the doubt because of record, but we both said, like,
they actually play the Colts in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Colts got an interesting stretch. So, and what do we think of the Commanders? And we didn't know that
you were fading them.
I didn't think the quarterback would be this banged up, but I didn't like their offseason. I thought they were an older team that got older. They didn't get younger. And thinking you're going to run it back with Wagner and Ertz and like even the Tunsil thing, I don't know.
Tunsil got hurt in that game.
At this stage of his career, I just wouldn't have been the way I approached it. I don't think they have enough talent on defense. I think the first year bump with Dan Quinn and it's like a college program all over again. And everybody's rah, rah, rah. But at the end of the day, it's cover one, it's cover three. It's pretty predictable. He'll sell his soul not to get beat deep. They still have given up more 50-yard pass plays than anybody in the league. I thought if the quarterback stayed healthy, they're probably a playoff team. Mm-hmm. They're not going to beat anybody in the playoffs. They'll probably be a little lucky to get in the playoffs. I figured they were like a 10-win team. And now it's not going to be 10 because, I mean, I don't know how much the quarterback's going to be playing.
I did see Dan Quinn said today that he thinks Jaden Daniels will practice this week. So we shall see. But the Commanders are now 3-5. Let's start looking ahead to the Thursday night game. Ravens will be in Miami to play the Dolphins. And Mike McDaniel talks about the Dolphins playing complimentary football against the Falcons.
Oh, it's up there for sure. I think, the opening drive was 3 and out, and to get a stop and then to have clean execution on special teams, we'd had some frustrating over-indulgent penalties that we cleaned up. And then the offense going down the field, it was like 13 plays or something, with one of those being a fourth down deep in their territory, that the outcomes of the game is much different, in my opinion, if all three phases aren't working in concert at that point. And then it continued through the game. So, you know, it was cool to see the most complimentary football played in what I thought was the most complimentary practice week of guys investing into each other and the plan.
Complimentary and overindulgence.
Overindulgent
penalties. Yeah. That's something. So this was a very surprising result to
it
me.
It shocked me in my wallet.
Yeah. Like the Dolphins went into Atlanta, a team that a couple weeks ago beat the Bills, and the Falcons didn't look like they got off the bus.
And they're usually pretty good at home. And, yeah. And you look at Miami's deficiencies and you look at what Atlanta can do. Now, look, if Penix plays that game and not Cousins, because Cousins was awful.
Yeah, looks cooked.
It might have been a little bit of a different story, but I can't take anything away from the heart and energy that Miami showed. And they were more up for it from the beginning. I thought Atlanta could have just run the ball 40 times and just bludgeoned them to death, but they couldn't. It was like these Ravens games. They didn't get enough plays to give it to Bijan enough. Like, they couldn't win on early downs early enough in the game. And then the next thing you know, because the defense is getting absolutely pulverized, the game's out of reach and you can't run the ball anymore. I don't think the Dolphins have that in them twice in 5 days. I also don't know that they have to play quite that complimentary in order to at least make this game interesting with the Ravens.
Will they overindulge, though? That's the question.
Well, it is South Beach.
Yes.
It's very easy to overindulge down there.
Probably close by Play Action Soul Food.
Get a meal.
I think Lamar is going to have the locker room catered afterwards.
You would think
place,
so.
Right?
Yeah. You get the oxtail special. I've seen them advertise that. Get that for the whole locker room after the game. Alas, Ravens, they win. They're now 2-5. Are they back? We'll ask Evan Washburn. He was on the sidelines for CBS Sunday. Also does a bunch of stuff with Ravens Productions. He joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.